for tuning in this morning. And I want to say again, Happy New Year to everyone. And that is this week's announcements. If you have any announcements in your area that you would like to get out, the most of the announcements that you hear are from our South Dade area, but you can send those over to me at info@triumphlife.org. Again, that is info@triumphlife.org. If you would like to get out any announcements in your area. Again, I want to thank you and have a blessed week.
Amen. We thank you so much, Sister Hodge, for that. Those announcements. Amen. We're going to have a brief solo, amen, from our own Michael Hodge. Yes.
Though the storms keep on raging in my life, and sometimes it's hard to tell my nights from days, still that hope that lies within is reassured. As I keep my eyes upon the distant shore, I know he'll lead me safely to that blessed place he has prepared. But if the storm don't cease, and if the winds keep on blowing in my life, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. Though the storms keep on raging in my life, and sometimes it's hard to tell my nights from days, still that hope that lies within is reassured. As I keep my eyes upon the distant shore, I know he'll lead me safely to that blessed place he has prepared. But if the storms don't cease, and if the winds keep on blowing in my life, my anchored in the Lord. Whoa, whoa. I realize that sometimes in this life we're gonna be tossed by the waves and the currents that seem so fierce, but in the Word of God, I've got an anchor, and it keeps me steadfast and unmovable despite the tides. And if the storm don't cease, and just in case the winds, they keep on blowing in my life, my soul has been anchored in the Lord.
Amen, 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 amen. My soul has been anchored in the Lord. Amen. We thank God for that, Brother Hodge. Amen. Bringing us, amen, that powerful, powerful song. Amen. Your soul has to be anchored in the Lord. Amen. If you would be so kind to get your Bibles, amen, get your Bibles and turn to the 15th chapter of the book of John. 15th chapter of the book of John. And while you are getting your Bibles, amen, we do apologize for the communion. Amen. It's been very busy weekend, holiday weekend. We've been just really busy, and spent a lot of time with family this holiday season, which we greatly enjoyed. Amen. And just had a great time. And but you know, sometimes you know you get too busy, you can't do everything. So we do apologize for the communion, but we will continue next month, as well as we're just thankful to God that we're able to see a new year. Amen. We are thankful to God to see a new year. We're going to go ahead and turn our attention to the Word of God, and we just want to talk to you. We're a little exhausted from all the good time we've been having. We're a little exhausted, but we're waiting on the strength of the Holy Spirit to help us this morning, that He may give us a word, not only you, but give me too a word, amen, that will help me and encourage me and help you and encourage you, and that we may grow in His grace together, amen. The book of John on the 15th chapter, and we're going to read the first 8 verses, and then we're going to see what thus saith the Lord. Amen. 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 It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so that ye be my disciples. Amen. And we hope to bring the thought to you today of bless to success. Blessed to success. Blessed to success. Blessed to success. Blessed to success. Yes, blessed to success. Blessed to success. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. When we look at life, and we often are chasing after success. Yeah, I've never met anybody that grew up as a kid and say I wanted to be a nobody. I haven't met anybody that when they ask you, what do you want to do with your life? They say, I just want to sit at home and do nothing. I've never heard anybody say, I don't want anything. I've never heard anybody to say, I don't want to be somebody in life. But yet, if you ask a young child, what would you like to be, that you can hear them say, I want to be a doctor. I want to be an attorney. I want to be a nurse. I want to be a police officer. I'd like to be a teacher. I would want to be a businessman. I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a football player. I would want to be a basketball player. I would want to be a baseball player. I would want to be an Olympian. When you ask a young mind what it is that they would like to be, amen, they usually have some level of success in their mind of where they would like to be, where they would want to go, where in life they would like to be. And we often keep those dreams. And at some point in life, we lose the dream because life tends to beat on us and life tends to tear us down and life tends to shake us. And then we find ourselves just dealing with the trials and the tribulations of life, the stresses of the life, the struggles of life. And what I want to let you know today is you can be blessed to success. Yeah. You could be blessed to success. It's not about the things. It's not about the accomplishments. It's not about the materialism. It's not about the physical part of things, but it is about the spiritual. It is about the mental. I'm a strong believer of the Bible scripture that says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all its righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. I'm a believer, if you seek Christ first, that everything else will be added to you. You don't have to chase success, but success will actually chase you. On New Year's Eve night, for the watch night, I talked about a young man named Solomon who had a dream, and he prayed unto God, and God asked him a question: what is it that you need me to do for you? What is it that I shall do for you? And he didn't pray for riches. He didn't pray for the life of his enemies. He didn't pray for fame or success or long life, but he prayed for wisdom. And within wisdom, God gave him all the other things that he asked for, that he didn't ask for. God gave him all the other things that he didn't ask for. And the reason God did that is because he prayed an unselfish prayer. He asked for an unselfish item. And I do believe that he did it because he was in the will of God. For the Bible tells us that he had made many sacrifices. He spent a lot of time in the synagogue, in the temple. He spent a lot of time worshiping God. So when God asked him the question, it was the question of God's answer was of God's will that he answered. And I do believe that when we ask God things within his will, that God will answer whatever it is that we ask. For it is here in our scripture today. He said, you can ask anything. Yeah. You can ask anything of my Father, and he shall do it unto you. And that's because you're asking in God's will. But what I want to really highlight today, not only the ask, but we want to understand how to be blessed to success. How do we get blessed to that success? What connection do we need? What is our role that we play And how do these accomplishments appear? Well, number one, we understand, we got to understand our text today. We got to understand the parable that Jesus is speaking, and we need to understand the symbolism. Yes, there is a symbolism in this message. And the number one message is, he said, my father is the husbandman. That's number one. The husbandman is the farmer. The husbandman is the farmer. He is the dresser of the vine. Yes, the dresser of the vine. And when a farmer farms, when he nourish the farm, when he plants the seed, and when he fertilizes the seed, when he waters the seed, when he tills the ground, when he picks the weed from around the plants, when he nourishes it, he's expecting some fruit. He is expecting something to come out of the ground. He is expecting something to manifest. And in this case, it says he is expecting the branch to bear fruit. So God nurtures us. God prunes us. God tills us, and God cut us back. God tends to us that we may bear fruit. In other words, God expects us to be productive. God expects us to produce. God expects us to manifest some fruit. It is an expectation because God is the husbandman. And the second symbolism that we need to understand is the true vine. The true vine is Jesus. He said, I am the true vine and my father is the husbandman. The true vine is Jesus. God is tending to the vine. God is watering the vine. God is giving all the nutrients to the vine. God is providing for the vine. The vine is Jesus. Now, here is the other symbolism and connection is the branch. Who are the branch? You and I, we're the branch. It says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. God does this. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purged it. And that it may bring forth much fruit, more fruit. In other words, if the branch is an offshoot from the vine, and if God is providing for the vine, he's watering the vine, he's fertilizing the vine, he's nurturing the vine, he's growing the vine. He's expecting the branch to produce fruit, but he's doing this to the vine. And now the vine is connected to the branch. And the vine then feeds that nourishment, that water, the nutrients, the vitamins and that's needed to the branch. So now the branch can provide fruit. You already got the answer, how to be blessed to success. Yeah. We have to be connected, amen, to the vine. Because the vine is connected to the husbandman. And when we're connected to the vine, we get all the resources and all the nutrients and everything that is provided for us necessary that we need so that we can then produce fruit. Now, here is a dilemma. Because every branch don't produce fruit. How do you know that? Because he says it here in the second verse. He says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. So there are branches that are connected to the vine, but yet they're not producing. You ought to tell somebody, don't be a non-producing branch. Don't be a non-producing producing branch. We got to be a producing branch. But then if you're producing fruit, don't get too comfortable with what you're producing, because even in that situation, he will purge it. And why do he purge it? He purges it so that it may bring forth more fruit. In other words, don't get comfortable with what your production is. Don't get comfortable in what you're producing. Don't get comfortable in your outcome. Don't get comfortable with where you're at. Don't get comfortable in the place. Don't get complacent, because God will purge you that you will produce even more. Yes, you wonder why you're going through that hard time. You said everything was going good, but then I'm suffering just a little bit. Why am I going through what I'm going through? Because God wants you to produce even more. I'm doing everything that I ought to be doing, and I don't understand why I have to deal with what I'm dealing with. God wants you to produce more. I'm going to Sunday school and I'm going to church, and I don't understand why these calamities come in my life. God wants you to produce more. I'm giving all that I can give. I'm sacrificing, and yet I don't receive what I'm giving back. I don't understand why I have to go through what I'm going through. God wants you to produce more. I'm loving all that I can love. I'm giving all the my heart and my soul to everything that I have. I'm producing all the love that I can produce, and nobody's loving me back. They're treating me bad. I don't understand why I'm going through what I'm going through. God wants you to produce more. It says this right here in the scripture. He said, every branch that beareth fruit, he purge it. Well, I'm already doing good. Why would he purge me? Because God wants you to do more, that you may bring more fruit, that you may bring more fruit. Understand that this is a life that we must live, and if we're going to live it, we got to live it to the fullest. And if we're going to live it to the fullest, we got to live it for God. And if we're going to live it for God, we have to be connected to Jesus. And if we're connected to Jesus, then we're connected to God. And even in that situation, everything don't go hunky-dory. Amen. But we got to understand that our life are to produce, because God is looking for a production. God is looking for production. Tell somebody, God is looking for production. Then when we understand the symbolism that we're the branch and Jesus is the vine and God is the dresser of the vine, the husbandman, the farmer. Amen. Once we understand those three things, we then have to understand, amen, that we have to understand not only the symbolism, but we must understand the process. And the process is that we're clean through the word. We don't clean ourselves. We don't do things ourselves, but we are done. It is done through the word. And we must abide in the word. Jesus must abide in us, and he must abide in us, and we must abide in him. Because why must we abide in him and he abide in us? It says this in the fourth verse. He says, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. The branch, if it wasn't connected to the vine, it cannot produce the grapes. If it was not connected to the vine, it cannot produce the fruit. If it's not connected to the vine, it cannot produce. In fact, if the branch is not connected to the vine, the branch has no life. And when It has no life. The Bible tells us here in the sixth verse, it says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they burned. Amen. In other words, you have no life. You're useless. There's nothing to be produced. You're not producing nothing. You're not doing anything. There's nothing in you that is making anything productive in this life. And because of that, you're taken away. So you have to abide in the vine. You cannot live life on your own. Amen. You have to abide in the vine. Well, I'm doing okay without Jesus. Yeah, you might be doing okay, but you're not producing what God will have you to produce. You're not living at the level of life, at the level of success, at the level that God will have you to live, because you're not producing what God will have you produce. You might be producing for yourself, amen, but you're not producing others around you. And you got to produce others around you, because you're not put on this earth for you, amen. You're put on the earth for God. And God puts us on this earth that he may be worshiped. And when he is worshiped, amen, our worship, amen, affect others. And others, amen, then become a part of, amen, this vine. And when they become part of this vine, then they, amen, also should have to produce. And when they produce, amen, then God will prune them, that they then will produce more. Amen. But we first have to, amen, produce, amen, so God can produce us, that we might produce more. Yeah. 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 Blessed to success. The key factor here is the relationship with the branch and the vine. The key factor here is the relationship of the vine and the husbandman. You can't be a branch and go straight to the husbandman. You have to have the vine. The vine must be a part of the process, because it is the vine that is providing to the branch. But it's the husbandman that is providing to the vine. Some people want to skip Jesus and go straight to the source. But you have to keep Jesus. You have to keep Jesus in the midst. You have to keep Jesus in the process. You have to keep Jesus in the message. You have to keep Jesus in your life. You have to keep Jesus in your work. You have to keep Jesus in your home. You have to keep Jesus in your marriage. You have to keep Jesus in your job. You need to keep Jesus, most God definitely, in your church. You have to keep Jesus, in your car. You have to keep Jesus in the activity of your limbs. You have to keep Jesus in your heart. You have to keep Jesus in your mind. You have to keep Jesus. Tell somebody, keep Jesus, keep Jesus, keep Jesus, keep Jesus, keep Jesus. Attach yourself to the vine. Attach yourself to the vine. Produce, 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 produce. God looking for some willing workers to produce. Yeah, yeah, the sun is going down, and at night no man can work. We have to produce. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yes, we must produce. So. I'm getting to my close. Amen. Once we understand the symbolism, and then once we understand how the relationship, then we can understand the success. And the success is in verse 8. It says, here is my Father glorified. When you're producing, the Father is glorified. And not only is the Father happy, that you produce fruit, and he pruned you that you can produce more fruit. But now it said that ye may, that ye bear much fruit. not only is it fruit, then more fruit, but then it becomes much fruit, so that ye shall be my, you shall be my disciples. When you make it to the level of success that God wants you to have, when you make it to that level of success that Jesus is want you to have, when you make it to that level of success that God has pruned you to be, when you make it to that level of success that that Jesus wants you to be, when you make it to blessed, and you make it to success, God will be glorified. Don't let nobody tell you you're not successful. Because if you're connected to the vine, you're connected to the blessing. And when you're connected to the blessing, you're connected to success. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't have and that you cannot do. Because in the scripture, the Bible says, it says, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, bringeth forth much fruit. But without Jesus, you can do nothing. But it says, if a man abideth not in me, and he cast forth as a branch, he's withered, and men gather him and cast him into the fire, and they're burned. But the seventh verse says, if you abideth in me, and my words abideth in you, ye shall ask what ye will. Solomon asked, and Jesus, and God said, it shall be done unto you. Amen. Jesus is saying, you can ask, and it shall be done unto you. Amen. It says it shall be. It didn't say it might be. It didn't say it may be. It didn't say it's possible. It didn't say you got to, amen, maybe, that it shall be done. But it says it shall be. And we got to walk with the shall be attitude. Amen. And how do you walk with the shall be attitude? Well, you got to walk with the vine. Amen. You got to abide in the vine. And the vine have to abide in you. Somebody say, amen, shall be done unto me. Yeah, you got to have the confidence. You got to have the appreciation. You got to have the mindset. Oh, yes, Lord. Amen. You got to have, amen, the ability, amen, to know that you know what you know. You got to have, amen, the ability, amen, to understand that God is, amen, your maker. Amen. You got to be have the ability that God is your creator. Amen. And he is your all in all. He is your provider. He is your confidant. He is your wheel in the middle of the wheel. He is your bridge over troubled waters. He is your calm in the middle of the storm. He is your peace in the middle of your calamity. Amen. You got to know, amen, that God is, amen, for he died on the cross over 2,000 years ago. Amen. And when he did it then, amen, he said, it's finished. Amen. He conquered it for you. Amen. And what I like about it is on the third day, he got up with all power in his hands. Amen. The keys of hell and death was in his hands. Amen. And there's nothing, amen, that he could not conquer. Amen. Because he conquered death. And if the man that conquered death lives in you, amen, and you live in him, amen, you can conquer all. Amen. There's nothing that can stop you. Amen. There's no sickness that can conquer you. Amen. There's no pain that can conquer you. There's no cancer that can conquer you. There's no high blood pressure that can conquer you. Amen. There's no agony that can conquer you. There's no relationship and turmoil that can conquer you. There's no job conflict that can conquer you. Amen. There's no church conflict that can conquer you. Amen. There's no turmoil that can conquer you. There's no trial and tribulation that can conquer you. Amen. Because the power of God is in you. Amen. You're blessed to success. Amen. And you got to know that the power is in you. And you got to start producing some fruit. You might get purged just a little bit. You might get talked about. You might get laughed at. You might get picked on. But know that you're picked out. Amen. To be picked on. Amen. You got to know that the God in you. Amen. You got to let your light shine. Amen. That all men may see that the God in you, amen, to bring light unto this world, unto this dark world. You got to know, amen, that God that lives in you, that hope of glory, Mary's baby, I am that I am, my all in all, amen, that wheel in the middle of the wheel, the Jehovah Jireh, my provider, the Jehovah Nissa, amen, the, oh God, oh, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you got to know, 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 you got to know that you're blessed to success. You got to know that you're blessed to success. Amen. When what's on the inside will develop to the outside. Amen. And the old saints used to say, oh, what a change in my life. Amen. And when it develops on the outside, when men get to see your good works and how God is blessing you and they get to talking about your blessing. Amen. Oh, God, you know that God is doing something in your life and God is blessing you. You just got to understand that it is the purge that you may bring more fruit. You're blessed to success. Walk with your head up and not with it down. Walk with the Christ in your life that you may earn the eternal life crown. You're blessed to success. I just wanted to encourage you on this Sunday morning, amen, to let you know that you're blessed. Amen. You're blessed in every way. 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 Amen. No matter what man say about you, no matter how they talk about you, no matter how they put you down, if you got the fruit that's being produced because you're connected to the vine, just stay connected. You might get pruned, but just stay connected. Ah, yeah, yeah. One thing you don't want to happen. Amen. You don't want to disconnect from the vine. You don't want to not produce fruit. Amen. You want to continue producing fruit. Because if you stay connected to the vine and you stay connected, amen, to producing fruit, God will be glorified. And that you will bear much fruit. Keep bearing your fruit. Keep bearing your fruit. Keep bearing your fruit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we come humbly before thee, God. We thank you for your word on today. We thank you for your blessing, God. We thank you for your manifestation, God. God, we thank you for how you touched us, God. We thank you for how you've kept us. Oh, God, we thank you for how you brought us through 2021 and let us see 2022. God, we know, God, that you are a blessing, oh God, for us, God, and you're going to bless us to success. Oh God, you're going to continue blessing us, God, because we're connected to the vine. Oh God, and the vine is producing, God. The vine is providing. The vine is nurturing us right now in the midst of this moment. And God, we thank you, Lord. Oh God, for doing what you do, God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing how you bless. And God, we thank you, Lord, for just bringing us out. Oh God, we know turmoil is all around us, God. And oh God, hatred is all around us, God. Jealousy is all around us, God. Persecution is all around us, God. Oh God, meanness is all around us, God. Violence is all around us, God. But God, we know that we're connected to the source. Oh God, we're connected to you, God. Oh God, don't let our branches, oh God, oh God, not produce. Help us to continue to produce in the name of Jesus. Help us to produce, God. Oh God, we know we might get purged, oh God, but help us, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that we may bring much fruit in 2022. Oh God, we want to walk with you, God. We want to talk with you, God. We want to live with you, God. And we want to live in you. Oh God, help us to live, oh God, in you, God. And we ask God at this very moment to live in us. We need you right now. We need you right now to live in us. We can't do it without you. You said in your word, we can do nothing without you. We can't produce no fruit without you, God. God, we need you. We need you, God. We need you. We need you. We need you right now in our lives at this moment, at this hour, amen, that we might produce in 2022. I want to produce, Lord, and I know those that are listening to me right now and praying with me right now want to produce for you in 2022. God, we know that we might be purged, God, oh God, but we want to produce. What come, what may, God, we want to produce for you this year. Oh God, help us to do it for us, God. Help us, Lord, to do it in 2022. And we thank you, Lord. We know that we're more than conquerors because we walk by faith and not by sight. Oh God, we walk in, oh God, with a renewed mind and a renewed spirit. Oh, for 2022, we're walking in a new life in 2022. We're walking, oh God, in a new way in 2022. Oh God, we have the confidence in you right now in 2022. We can do it for you, God. God, we just want to worship you in spirit and in truth. Do it right now, God. God, you said in your word that we're more than conquerors, God. So we say thank you. We say thank you right now, God. Thank you, Jesus, for doing it in our lives. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And when December 31st, 2022 come, God, we're going to praise you all year long, God. But we're going to magnify what you've done for us. We're going to magnify what you've done for us. We're going to testify what you've done for us. We're going to tell. We're going to go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. How? We've got over. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you for praying with us. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for visiting with us in this hour. Amen. We're going to just briefly, amen, allow somebody that may be listening, amen, that may be listening to us right now, amen, that haven't built their relationship, amen, with Christ. Amen. 2021 got away from you, but don't let 2022 get away from you without being a part of the vine. Amen. We're going to ask you, amen, to connect your branch to the vine, because it's in the vine that you could be success. You want to be blessed to success, connect to the vine. If you want a happy and yeah, you're going to get pruned, but if you want a successful life, attached to the vine. And when you attach to the vine, amen, you're going to be blessed to success. You're going to be blessed. Amen. Some say if not in this life, in the afterlife. But I will go as far as to say in this life and the afterlife. Amen. Because God, amen, said you can ask whatever you will and it shall be done unto you. And I just believe his word on today. I believe that if you pray this prayer with me, God will connect you to the vine. And I believe once you're connected to the vine, I believe that some manifestation, some nutrients, some production, some provisions will be made to you in your life in a new way and that you never had before. And you will have some strength and some energy that you never had before. Amen. And you will be able to, amen, that brown branch will turn green. Amen. And fruit will begin to manifest on your branch. Amen. If you just pray this prayer with me. Amen. Lord, forgive me. For I have sinned. Lord, I believe that you are human, yet you are divine. I believe, Lord, I believe that you were born of a virgin Mary, and I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. Lord, I believe right now that you got up on the third day with all power in your hands. I believe, Lord. Not only did you got up with all power, but I believe that you ascended on the right-hand side of the Father right now, making intercession for me. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for what you've done. Lord, save me. In Jesus' name, amen. This is a new year. This is the first Sunday of 2022. Amen. Accept that prayer. I believe if you accepted it, amen, and I believe if you said it, amen. The Bible says if you, amen, confess it in your mouth and believe it in your heart, that you shall be saved. And I believe that if you did that, if you confessed it with your mouth and you believed it in your heart, that you're saved. This is the perfect way to start off your new year. This is a perfect way to start off your year by getting connected to the vine so you could be blessed to success. Amen. You are planning a successful 2022. You are planning a successful, amen, 2022 year. You are planning great things this year. You are planning to be great this year. You are planning to be a great person this year. You're planning to do great things this year. You're planning to be great this year. You're planning, you're planning, you're planning. This is how you be blessed to success. You start right here, right now, at this very moment. And you'll connect yourself to the vine that you can bear that fruit. Amen. We thank you, we thank you. We thank you for visiting with us this hour, this moment, and we pray that God continue to bless you. We pray that God continue to nourish you. God continue to protect you. God continue to provide for you. And we pray this prayer not only through 2022, but for the rest of your life. Amen. We pray God's blessings upon you, and we ask that you continue to grow in his grace. Our benediction. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. Bless you.
Can you give our miracle worker a hand tonight? Oh, come on, listen. I said the miracle worker. Let's go.
Thank you.